Week 24, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the moon till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day, grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. Psalm 102. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's. The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Psalm 102 continued. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end, he will not be angry for ever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower in the field, the wind blows and he is gone, and his place never sees him again. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. Psalm 102 concluded. But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind. The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word. Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. In every place where he rules, my soul, give thanks to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. Make me grasp the way of your precepts, Lord. I will meditate on your wonders. A reading from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 10. The glory of the Lord came out from the temple threshold and paused over the cherubs. The cherubs spread their wings and rose from the ground to leave, and as I watched, the wheels rose with them. They paused at the entrance to the east gate of the temple of the Lord, and the glory of the God of Israel hovered over them. This was the creature that I had seen supporting the God of Israel beside the river Chebar, and I was now certain that these were cherubs. Each had four faces and four wings, and what seemed to be human hands under the wings. Their faces were just as I had seen them beside the river Chebar. Each moved straight forward. The word of the Lord was then addressed to me as follows. Son of man, your brothers, your kinsmen, the whole house of Israel, these are told by the citizens of Jerusalem, you have been sent away from the Lord. It is to us that the land was given as our domain. Say therefore, the Lord says this, yes, I have sent them far away among the nations, and have dispersed them to foreign countries. And for a while I have been a sanctuary for them in the country to which they have gone. Then say, the Lord says this, I will gather you together from the peoples, I will bring you back from the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. They will come and will purge it of all the horrors and the filthy practices. I will give them a single heart, and I will put a new spirit in them. I will remove the heart of stone from their bodies, and give them a heart of flesh instead, so that they will keep my laws and respect my observances and put them into practice. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But those whose hearts are set on their idols and their filthy practices, I will call to account for their conduct. It is the Lord who speaks. The cherubs then spread their wings, and the wheels began to move with them, while the glory of the God of Israel hovered over them. And the glory of the Lord rose to leave the city, and paused on the mountain to the east of the city. The Spirit lifted me up in vision, in the Spirit of God, and took me to the Chaldeans, away to the exiles, and so the vision I had seen faded, and then I told the exiles everything the Lord had shown me. A responsory from Ezekiel 10. The glory of the Lord rose to the threshold of the temple, which was filled with the cloud, and the court was filled with the brightness of the glory of the Lord. And the glory of the Lord came out from the temple threshold. How often have I been ready to gather your children together, O Jerusalem, and you refused it? Behold, your house is left to you, a house uninhabited. And the glory of the Lord came out from the temple threshold. A reading from the Sermon of St. Augustine on the Shepherds. As I have explained what it means to consume the milk, let us inquire what it means to clothe oneself with the wool. The one who provides milk is providing livelihood. He who provides wool is giving honour. Those are the two things which the men are seeking who feed themselves, not the sheep, the benefit of having needs supplied, and the favour of honour and glory. Clothing is well understood to mean honour because it covers nakedness. Every man is weak, and what is any man placed over you except just what you are? He has a body, he is mortal, he eats, sleeps, rises, he is born and he will die. If you should consider what he is in himself, he is a human being. But by giving him extra honour, you, as it were, make up for his shortcomings. See what sort of clothing the same Paul had received from the good people of God when he said, quote, "You received me as an angel of God. I bear you witness, if it were possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me." End of quote. But after so great an honour had been showed him, did he, because of the honour shown him, spare those who had gone astray, for fear the honour might be denied, and less praise given to him when he accused them? If he had done so, he would have been among those who feed themselves, not the sheep. He could say to himself, "What does it matter to me? Let everyone do as he likes. My livelihood is safe. My honour is safe. Milk and wool, I have enough. Let everyone make his own way." So, all your goods are safe, are they, if everyone goes his own way? I refuse to make you a leader. I make you just one of the people. If one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. When the apostle, then, is recalling how they had behaved towards him, not to seem oblivious of the honour they had paid him, he witnesses that they have received him as an angel of God, that if possible they would be willing to pluck out their own eyes and give them to him. Yet all the same, he goes to the sickly, diseased sheep to cut out its gangrene, not to spare the putrid flesh. "So," he says, "did I become your enemy by preaching the truth?" Notice he both took some of the sheep's milk, as I mentioned a little earlier, and was clothed with their wool. Yet he did not neglect the sheep. He did not seek his own interests, but those of Jesus Christ. Responsory from Sirach 32. If they make you master of the feast, do not give yourself airs. Bear yourself as an equal, and make good provision for the guests. Whoever wants to be first must place himself last of all and be servant of all. Bear yourself as an equal, and make good provision for the guests. Let us pray. Look upon us, Lord, Creator and Ruler of the whole world. Give us grace to serve you with all our heart, that we may come to know the power of your forgiveness and love. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.